This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, October 18th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Council of the EU has agreed to back the EU Commission's proposal to postpone the application timeline for the EU deforestation regulation by 12 months. The delay proposed by the EC aims to provide third countries, member states, operators, and traders with additional time to prepare for the regulation's due diligence obligations. The EU's deforestation rule has been in force since June 29th of last year. The rule mandates that specific commodities and products sold or exported from the EU must be deforestation free. The law is intended to minimize the EU's contribution to global deforestation and forest degradation by ensuring that only products produced on land free from deforestation or forest degradation after December 31, 2020 are allowed in the EU market or for export. With the new timeline, the regulation's obligations would be set to take effect on December 30, 2025 for large operators and traders, while micro and small enterprise would have until June 30, 2026 to comply. The Council will communicate its position to the European Parliament, which is expected to vote on the extension proposal at a plenary session on November 13th and 14th. The goal is to have the regulation formally adopted by both the Council and the Parliament. U.S. biofuels production expected to continue growing given continued state and federal tax incentives, regulatory policies, plant expansions, and projected new plant construction, according to the Energy Information Administration. Biofuels capacity increased 7% in 2023 to 24 billion gallons a year, that as of January, of which 18 billion gallons a year was ethanol made primarily in the corn-rich Midwest. Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Indiana each have more than 1.4 billion gallons of fuel ethanol production capacity, and the top producer, Iowa, with an annual capacity of more than 5 billion gallons. Beneficial weather continues in South America with wet weather in Argentina and Brazil, with the northern one-third of Brazil expected to get soaked with between 3 and 4 inches of rain through Sunday. Brazil's supply company, Conab, pegged the Brazilian soy crop at a record large 166.05 million metric tons, just under the USDA's lofty forecast of 169 million. With good growing weather, it is projected that South America could produce 19 million metric tons more than a year ago, setting the stage for a further bearish supply outlook. Conab now expects Brazilian corn production at 119.7 million metric tons, well below the USDA's forecast of 127 million. Conab sees Brazilian corn exports for the coming year at 34 million metric tons compared to the USDA's forecast of 49 million. Grains consultancy Sovicon lowered its forecast for Russian wheat production this week to 81.5 million metric tons, down from 82.9, citing a decline in yields in Siberia. The estimate is down from 92.8 million last year, the lowest production level since 2021. Although the pace of wheat harvesting in the region is close to last year's, yields have been significantly lower. In its October WASDE report, the USDA forecasts Russian wheat production at 82 million tons. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.